It seems like every day is a national something day, National Friendship Day or National Cellophane Tape Day, and today is no exception. November 13th, as you already knew, no doubt, is National Indian Pudding Day. Catherine Perry has this story on why this obscure but enduring New England pudding may actually deserve a day of its own.
It snuck up on you again, didn't it? National Indian Pudding Day? You can't be blamed. It's virtually unknown outside of New England and tricky to find even here. Some New Englanders have forgotten all about the pudding, never mind knowing about its special day.
It's never been petitioned at the White House. I don't know who the National Indian Pudding Day lobby is.
Kathleen Wall is the food waste historian at Plymouth Plantation, the Colonial Living History Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She explains that the Indian in Indian pudding refers to Native American cornmeal. The original pudding was likely just cornmeal, milk, and molasses, steamed or boiled for a very long time. Wall calls it one of the country's first truly American recipes.
For you have Indian corn, which you have to come over here to have. It's not in England at all. The milk from the cows that are brought over by the European settlers. There's the molasses that comes with the trade with the Caribbean. And so it is, to my mind, a New England dish. It is not an English dish or a colonial dish. It belongs to all of New England.
But Wall says that like much of traditional New England cooking, it was too plain and it fell out of favor. But it never disappeared entirely. And some places, like the historic Wayside Inn in Sudbury, Mass., find it's still a favorite with locals, though it can be a hard sell to the uninitiated.
We like people to try it and eat it because most of the people like it. It's sweet, it's sugary, it's good. But it looks like crap. Sorry, can I say that?
And Wayside Innkeeper Steve Pickford means that literally. He says the inn serves the pudding because it's part of the area's history. Even using stone ground cornmeal made on site at its 18th century replica grist mill by miller Rich Natowski.
The variety of corn that was initially grown here is called flint corn. And rarely can you find this anywhere.
Natowski, dressed in his 1700s garb, fills the mill and sets the gears rolling. And soon a flood of cornmeal is rushing out, ready for me to take home and throw in the pudding pot.
Okay, that is a cup and a half of cornmeal, boiling milk. Stir it till it thickens.
The Wayside Inn's pudding is the version some New Englanders remember. Heavy with molasses, spiced with cinnamon and nutmeg, enriched with eggs, and baked until it's silky with a glossy, sticky skin.
And there it is, looking very shiny and brown.
Its appearance doesn't dazzle, but it's warm, delicious, and comforting. And Kathleen Wall says that she expects that soon these humble dishes may see another heyday.
I think New England cooking is on an upswing, and that's just looking at cooking magazines and seeing what they're trying to trend. And if they can put bacon and a cupcake on it, I think, like, we're set.
And maybe pickle it for good measure. So someday you might wake up and find, surprise, National Pickled Bacon Indian Pudding Cupcake Day has snuck up on you again. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Perry.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.